The initiative is still in its early stages, and release sites have not been decided. Sarah Board President Chris Guggenbichler noted there are several sites on the drawing board, and some are near Wrangell.
Sarah Board's currently working on, and will be talking this spring at the regional planning team meeting in Sitka on April 5th, looking at where we're going to release those fish. But most likely, some of them are going to be in the Wrangell area. We're looking at both Canoe Pass, the south end of Canoe Pass, possibly Rural West Cove, as possible release sites for those fish.
Sarah's other gems are caught by commercial seine, gillnet, and troll fleets. The Burnett site is already permitted by the Department of Fish and Game for the additional eggs, but a permit alteration request is required to add a release site. Fish and Game gave the Hatchery Association 10 possibilities. Once a site is chosen, the department's branches will make recommendations to the commissioner, who will make the final decision. Finding a release site for these fish can be difficult due to proximity of wild salmon systems or index creeks used to calculate how many salmon are returning to spawn or escapement numbers. Fish and Game's regional resource development biologist, Flip Pryor, explained Rural West Cove, the closest location to Wrangell, was a previous release site, but it may come with some complications.
Rural West Cove really isn't an ideal spot anymore because the Board of Fish adopted the escapement plan for Southeast Alaska, and there's two index streams that are fairly close proximity to Rural West Cove. It's not a definite no, it's just not ideal anymore.
Two index sources, Earns Creek, which is a tributary to Aaron's Creek near Berg Bay, and the Harding River, south of Wrangell Island, may be too close to Earl West. Pryor says, as a general rule of thumb, release sites should be about 50 kilometers from index streams.
You're looking at these systems from an airplane and flying over and trying to figure out how many fish are in there. If there's a percentage of them that, you know, are hatchery fish, now you're overestimating what your escapement is to that system. You know, whether that's good or bad, I'm not going to go into that, but it's just complicates the issue.
Canoe Pass on the southwest side of Edelin Island may be less of a problem. It sits about the same distance from the Harding River as Earl West, but is about 56 kilometers from Earns Creek.
So it pushes it a little further away, which is good. There's tended to be higher stray rates closer to the release site than there are the further away you get.
The Burnett Hatchery currently produces 50 million chums. Half of those fish are released on the eastern side of the island in Anita Bay, and the remainder are released near the hatchery. Guggenbichler explained it'll take 2 to 3 years to build the Burnett facility's capacity.
Something that we're ramping up to, it'll be another 4 years after that before we really have the bulk of the return. Generally 10 million chum salmon eggs, if they survive at 3%, we'll provide 300,000 chum salmon. And at 10 pounds, at 60 cents a pound is kind of the math we're using right now. That's kind of where we're at, so.
Sites near Ketchikan, Metlakatla, and Craig are also on the list. Wrangell-based gillnetter Jared Gross says he would prefer Earl West Cove, but Canoe Pass also has his interest. Gross typically travels north to Juneau for part of the season and added that if either site was chosen, it would be another option to stay close to home. But he noted he'll wait to see the returns.
If we see good returns coming back here, then, you know, it makes sense to stay here. But if, I mean, even if they are bad and there's more fish up north, then where do you think you're going to be? You're going to be up in Juneau.
About 6 million hatchery fish were harvested in Southeast in 2016. Chums made up about 90% of the catch. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Aaron Bolton.